You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I'm Jamie.
And this is the Codependent Podcast. Welcome back to another week of your favorite podcast on the whole world, internet,
in the
planet.
Whole world, on the world.
Payson asked me what was in outer space the other day.
The Codependent Podcast.
I told her aliens.
That's funny. Aliens. Did she say, what is that?
No, she just thought it was funny. She didn't ask any follow-up questions.
Well, now the Codependent Podcast will be featured on Mars.
On Mars. Who do we need to contact?
Who do we need to contact? Does anybody have a connection?
Dude, I am so tired today.
Really?
I was going to take a nap during this podcast.
You should have been taking a nap instead.
I really should have.
Honestly.
Last night was DJ's graduation, and then we went out afterwards to like go. We went to Old Town, Scottsdale. If you are in Arizona, you know what that is. But there's like a bunch of like bars, but they're like fun bars. There's like loud music playing.
Like dancing.
Dancing, like strobe lights. And it was so much fun.
Honestly, so fun.
I like thought it wasn't going to be fun, like as a sober queen.
Sober queen.
But it was really fun.
No, it's honestly fun. You can still have fun.
You can still have fun sober. Yes. Just heads up, girlies. You can still have fun sober.
You can still have fun. It was really fun.
Except for DJ, we were like, I went and got a Diet Coke and we were walking back to like where we would dance and he rolled there was a bunch of drinks on the ground and he rolled his ankle and literally fell in the middle of all of these. I mean, you've been to Bottle Blonde.
Like, there's so many people.
It was packed. It was a Friday night. It was packed.
Oh my gosh.
And this 200 pound man just fell on the ground. He's just laying on the ground, Jamie. And he like can't get up. Like he is in so much pain. I literally was like trying to help him up, but he's like so much heavier than I am.
Like I can't really.
So I'm like yanking him up. Finally, he got up and he like put his arm around me. He literally couldn't even walk. Like he literally couldn't walk. And so I'm like trying to like help my huge husband, 6'2", out of the building, out because he couldn't walk. And then that was it. We were done. That was our night. Like midnight. It happened at midnight, which I wanted to leave at midnight. So yes. It actually happened at like a perfect time.
Yeah.
Like really good timing.
I wonder how things are past midnight at those types of places.
Jamie, what would you say 10 o'clock is? A good time to get there?
I would say that's probably early.
Yeah.
Was it early?
Well, we went with Parisa.
Yes.
And I like texted her. I'm like, hey, we're heading out in 10 minutes. She's like, okay, like we're pre-gaming and then like we'll be there in like 45 to an hour. I'm like, it was like 9:30. Like you're going to get there at 11?
Like no, I could see that only because I feel like people pregame. They do that.
We got home from dinner and it was like 8:30 and I literally was like, oh man.
When you're like not.
That was a late date night.
Yeah, when you're like not used to like staying out and stuff and you're out of that phase of life. It's like, whoa.
It was literally what we sent our sitter home and then like I got my pajamas and then I was like, Teach, we should like go out. Like it's your graduation night. Like
let's do something.
I could go dance. Like let's go dancing. Like let's go do something. So I texted my sitter and she was like, I'm going to grab food and then I'll come back in 20 minutes. So then she came back. But yeah. And then we get there.
Was she sleeping when you got home?
No, she wasn't. Oh. I told her she could. I was like, don't worry if you like fall asleep. Like
it's fine.
She's like, no, I'll be fine. I mean, it was 12:30 and she's younger. So she's like, 12:30 is not super late. But yeah, we got there and the bouncer that checked us in was like, there was no line. And I was like, oh, there's gonna be probably a long line. It's like Friday night. Like, and there was no line. And I was like, oh, no line. This is great.
Like those places are probably open till like 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah. No, like literally. Like,
that's when people like go home.
And we got there and he was like,
11.
He's like, yeah, no line. You guys are here pretty early. And I'm like, it is 10 o'clock. Like it is not early. I literally felt so old.
The only reason I say that is because we've been there and we've gotten there late and that's when it's busy.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely like midnight, it was busy.
The first time we got there was like, we got there around like 11 o'clock at night and it was busy.
I guess that's true.
But the second time we went, it was like 9:30 and it was kind of awkward.
No, it is. And it's like you have to go on like a weekend. It's like so awkward to go on a weekday.
Oh yeah.
Like, no, it was really, really fun. Like it was like, I'm so glad we went out. I'm so glad we did it. But yeah, DJ got home and his ankle literally had a baseball in it.
Is he like, fine now?
I mean, he like can't walk on it.
Oh no. What's he gonna do?
He's fine. I was like, he's like, it's not broken. Like, yeah. he knows. Yes. Like, he's like, it's just gonna hurt for a little bit. And I'm like, that sucks. No. We're supposed to like go to the gym and do legs today. And he said he got out of bed and like tried to do a squat and he like fell over. Yeah. He's like, I was in
and
so much pain.
And if you don't let that heal, it's gonna be worse.
It's like a baseball. And so, anyway, that was our night last night. It was really fun though, but I felt so old.
You're like, no, yeah, but also that's good.
No, it's good. Yeah. It's good. It was good. I'm like glad we went, but like I thought for sure like 10 was like I thought people like got there at 10.
People are like, no, 11:30.
Also like people are okay. That's not true. The workers, like the women, workers, first of all, slay.
Slay.
They were wearing like full lingerie.
Oh
like,
yeah. That's what they wear.
Up.
Cause they're getting, thong. They're getting tips.
I know it. I mean, slay, they looked amazing with like, they had like the straps like on their butt that buckled to like their stockings.
Like garters.
I mean, they looked really good, but they were like aggressive.
Oh
which
yeah,
they have to be. And so
nasty,
I'm like, I respect
drunk
it.
Men.
I know, ew. DJ's like, the women were like really mean. Like they were like shoving me when they needed to go somewhere. Yes. And I'm like, yeah, but think about like not a nice man.
No, last time we were there though, like a woman was walking by and like a drunk man literally went up and just grabbed her boobs and like the security had to like push him to the ground. So like they have to just be like, F off, don't touch me.
I was like trying to get out with DJ.
Like,
when
give me
like,
your money, but like, don't touch me.
Yeah, which like, I mean, I could never, like you could probably do that job because you can like be aggressive, but like, I feel like I like would be like, it's okay.
Dude, but if somebody touched me, I'd punch him in the face. Like, yeah.
But I feel like the women are allowed to.
They're like, no, literally.
No, like they're like allowed to.
Like, sock you in the
face. When I was leaving, DJ like got out ahead of me and I got stuck behind like the they were like, opening a bar, like a table.
Yes.
And they have like a girl on the shoulders and they've got like a drum and a huge like sign lit up and like, nah.
Nightlife.
And I was like very disoriented because I'm like, what is happening? DJ walked out already.
Yep.
And I was like trying to get out. And these like bouncers were like, get out of the way. And like shoving me. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm like,
no, they literally don't care.
They're don't. And I'm like, I get it. Their number one priority is to have their girls be safe. Which, and
yes,
I agree with. But I literally was like, I have nowhere to go.
Justin's brother-in-law is a bouncer. I don't know if you know that.
I don't, but I could see that for him.
Yeah, he does it like, that's not like his career, but he goes and does it. And
like a side hustle.
Yeah, he does it on the weekends and like he'll earn like some fat chunk of change on the weekends.
Dude, they were aggressive. And I'm like, I'm just him trying to get out of the building.
Yeah, and he's just like, dude, he grabs people's like shirts, chucks them out the door.
Dude,
like they just don't even care because they're just trying to keep it safe in there and like fights break out. And
no, like DJ was
wild.
Like, we were walking, like we were literally walking to go dance and this like girl worker, like two hands shoved DJ from behind and DJ like whipped around. Cause like you get shoved and you like want to know what's happening.
Yeah, you're like, who is that?
And it was like one of the girl workers and he's like,
okay, sorry.
What am I supposed to say to you?
Yeah,
so,
nothing.
I mean, it's good. Like, safety first. But anyway, that was our night.
That's honestly probably a good job. You get paid so much. You can literally shove, push, hit anybody you want.
Dude.
That comes into
your
way.
Like, I caught myself looking at those women.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, perfect physique.
No, they're literally
their
perfect.
Their butts were, like, perfect.
They're
like,
cute.
They looked airbrushed. I'm like.
I know. They probably get, like, makeup and stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
I mean.
Before the night.
It's
they're not, like, dancers, but.
No, they just. Bring drinks to everybody.
Yeah, there's.
I mean, they look amazing.
Girls.
Like, you do you, sis.
You do you.
But maybe don't be mean to me.
They're like, get out of here.
So that was my night. It was pretty wild.
That is crazy.
And like, we didn't get to like do that in college. So it was like kind of fun.
Yeah. Like, what's the, like, why not do that? You're being safe. You're not.
Exactly.
Crazy. Your kids are safe.
Yeah. Like, it was fun. I highly recommend people go dancing because it was
dancing.
Fun. I tried to get Jamie to go out with me, but their sitter had to freaking leave.
Yeah, my sitter wasn't in for that. But.
No, you had like a weird night with your sitter. Like that normally wouldn't happen. Like I feel like your sitters normally let you stay out late, but it was like hard to, I mean, also this.
Most of my sitters are like gone. It's like summer.
Yes.
So.
It's been really, really hard for me to find sitters. Yeah, like this week was crazy with like graduation and like I needed a ton of sitters and I like struggled to find sitters.
Well, and our church does like camps for like youth. And so I feel like it's like camp.
Well, and all of your babysitters are like in one.
All of my babysitters are in one ward.
Yes. And so they all go to camp together. And so you're like, now I have nobody.
Yeah.
Literally though.
Okay. Where's all my sitters?
Yeah. That's my news of the week.
That's a good news. Was that your close friends?
That was one of my close friends. The ankle thing, I didn't talk about that on Instagram, so that could be my close friends. But I have one more, so you go ahead.
Okay. Mine was, I got like a really rude DM and I was thinking about
it. Wait, why didn't you tell me?
I literally got it this morning and I like replied rudely because I
good for you.
Not taking that for
granted. Did you block it?
No, I didn't. So I posted that like story of mine and Justin's text messages.
Yes.
Justin.
Which is funny.
Yeah. If you didn't see it, Justin texted me and he said, I have some very unfortunate news. And I said, what? And he said, you're going to be so pissed. So I went and got a haircut and let's just say it didn't go well. And I said, like, so I screenshotted that. I posted it, whatever. People were laughing, dying. Like, what happened? You got to show us. Like, it really was.
Most people like thought it was funny.
Most people thought it was funny. But I said in there, I said, okay, WTF. And then he said, ha ha. And I said, are you kidding me? No, legit. I will be so mad at you. And he said, I'm not kidding. And then I said, what happened? And I think this girl, this is what she said to me. She said, why would you be mad? Ha ha. Imagine reversing this and having a woman say that to her husband, which I don't, she meant husband to her wife.
So first of all,
first of all, you're illiterate, dumb idiot. Second of all, that was harsh.
Wait, what did she say next?
She said, people would be like, WTF, is he a controlling asshole? LOL. And I'm like, okay, first of all,
wait, let me see your profile.
Not a single person. I don't even know if she follows me. Does she follow me?
No, she doesn't follow you.
Probably unfollowed me.
I was just wondering because I get like messages similar to that from this one girl often.
Yeah. So anyways, she said that to me and I'm like, okay, first of all, I haven't gotten that at all. If I had gotten that a lot, I'd be like, okay.
Delete it. Okay, whatever, maybe I was harsh. But I also feel like it's very, very normal. Like I cried when DJ buzzed his head.
No, literally. So I was like, I'm going to be so mad. And the reason I said that, which I don't even need to justify to this rude
No,
girl,
you definitely
but
don't.
But Justin had said the night before, he's like, dude, I'm so sick of having long hair in the summer. I think I'm just going to buzz my head. And I said, like, I will hate you if you do that. Please don't do that. And so the fact that he was saying this, I was like, I'm going to be so mad at you. Like, did you go do that on purpose without me? Like, without like telling me and just going to do it. That's literally yes. what DJ did. He went, that buzzed his head.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm like, I replied, I'm like, ha, it's a joke and it's not that serious. Like, why are you reading into this?
Like it's really, it's not that deep.
And I'm like, yeah, if Justin texted me and was like, I'm so mad at you. Your hair looks so ugly. Like you're hideous. Of course that'd be an issue. But well, like, you don't even know the rest of the conversation.
Well, and you also don't know the story that Justin didn't ask for the haircut.
He didn't want that haircut. You
Justin
guys.
Like had in his head that he really wanted this haircut.
And he like kept joking. Like DJ had made jokes for a solid month
yeah.
to you. Like I'm going to buzz my
yes,
hair.
Yes, but
I'm
I was also 9 months pregnant and it was the week before our maternity photos.
Yes, completely.
Like, if it was like not.
Oh no. But regardless, he had made jokes about
yes.
it. Like
no, Justin's was a full on accident.
It was a full on accident.
He asked for a number two skin fade with the yes. top
skin
scissor
fade
cut.
To number two, yeah, with top scissor cut.
And she grabbed the number two from the back of his head and went forward and buzzed his head. Like so, like that's not his,
not what he wanted.
So like obviously he knew it was an issue. It's yes. not that he was like, babe, I have something to tell you. Like I buzzed my head. Ha! Huh? You would have been like, okay, like I kind of
like,
saw it coming.
Off.
Like, yeah.
yeah.
But no, he just, it was an accident.
It was an accident, exactly. So anyway, that was my close friends, mean DMs. It was kind of little, but people are just annoying.
Yeah, I get mean DMs all the time.
I
so
know. I'm just like, screw off.
Dude.
I don't really get that many mean DMs actually. Like people are pretty nice to me.
Oh, good. I'm really happy for you.
You get a lot of mean ones?
I feel like I get like a mean one every like, I'd say I probably get 2 mean ones a week.
Okay. Okay.
But I also like have gotten better about like, yeah. I just block them and leave them alone yep. and I just don't deal with it.
Oh, I just straight up replied. I'm like, screw off.
Yeah. But like, that was weird. Like
that was like, not like that mean where it's like, it was just like, why do you care that much?
Well, it's not that deep.
I was
deep.
Like, it's not that deep. Like calm.
That was like the perfect thing to say. Like, it's not that deep.
I was like, it's not that serious. So calm down, lady.
That is funny. I'm trying to think. I feel like I could skip my next close friends. I feel like it's not a big deal.
Okay.
Okay.
If you want to skip it.
Let's skip it. We're doing Ask Seen on TikTok today.
Ask Seen on TikTok. Yes.
I'm actually really excited about these because TikTok's been weird.
TikTok has been really weird.
Like my algorithm has not been normal.
No, and I usually have like so many videos saved ready to go and this one was really hard for me. So
yeah.
If this is weird, then I'm very sorry.
I feel like I have more like topics than I do like specific videos.
Yeah.
Like a video that has to do with something and then like I have like a
like you have thoughts about
I have thoughts
topic.
About it. Yes.
Yes.
I want to start. Can I start or do you
yeah,
start?
You can start.
Okay, I'll start. With Kat's video.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, the cake one. Okay, so this girl, you guys might have seen it. It's Kat Sickler. She has a daughter named MK, and her daughter's like—
Is that really her name?
Who?
MK?
It's like Mary, Mary Kate.
Mary Kate and Ashley?
It's Mary, I think it's Mary something. Mary Catherine.
Okay, so, I like MK, that's cute. Yeah, I was just curious if that was like actually her name.
But Catherine is Kat's name, so she's named after Kat.
Oh, cute, okay.
So it's really, and I think, I don't know where Mary came from, but anyway.
It's Jesus's mom.
Jason, the other day, we have like a book about Jesus, yes, and we were in the car, this is yesterday, and she's reading the book, and she's like, this is about Jesus. I'm like, it is about Jesus. She goes, we have two Jesuses. And I was like, well, there's one Jesus. And she's like, well, there's baby Jesus and there's old Jesus. And I was like, no, they're the same. They're like the same
it's
Jesus.
It's like baby Payson to you. Like,
yeah. I'm like,
person.
No, they're the same. Like baby Jesus just like grows up. And she was so confused. But then she was like, but I have two baby Jesuses. Like her baby Jesuses that she owns, like the babies that she loves and she calls baby Jesus. I'm like, yeah, but those are like your toys. Like actual Jesus is like
there's an actual human.
Yeah, I'm like, there's a baby Jesus that grows up to be like a man with a beard. And she was so freaking confused. Okay, anyway.
That's Mary. Just
Mary.
Mary Kate and Ashley.
So, okay, so she take her daughter. She's like, what, two maybe-ish, three maybe? I don't know.
I don't know who this girl
maybe
is.
She's three. I feel like she's like around Payson's age. Anyway, she took her to a park. It was just Kat and MK. And there was a birthday party at the park. And so MK was like playing with the kids on the park. Like park's like free property. And so MK's like
playing
with the kids. And Kat was like, she was like one of the kids. Like she was just playing. Like they were all like accepting her with open arms and playing with her and like being super cute. Then they call everybody over for cake. And MK being 3 years old is like, oh, I'm friends with them. I'm going to go over there too. MK sings happy birthday. And then Kat was like, I saw her like eyeing the cake. And so I walked up there like as a formality thinking like, this isn't going to be a big deal. Like there was, it was a huge cake. There was a lot of leftovers. Like, yeah. And so the mom, MK like took the cake and then the mom got down on MK's level and said, that cake's not for you. This isn't your birthday party. These aren't your friends. Where is your mom? And took the cake from her. And so in Kat's video, she was like, what would you guys do? And would you consider this like rude?
Like that's insane.
And then I saw a stitch. So this is actually interesting too, because I saw somebody stitch it on my For You page.
Okay.
And they were like, I just threw a party for my kid. They're 5 years old. Our neighbors came to the gate and they're like, hey, our like kids want to play with your kids. Like, could they come out and play? And she's like, we're not close to these neighbors. We like wave to them on the street, but we're like not close. And so she's like, oh, we're having like a little birthday party with like friends and family right now. Let's like do a play date another day. And they're like, oh, well, we'll just come. And they opened the gate and came in and they like played. They did the pinata. They ate the cake. They ate the pizza. They ate the food and drank the drinks. Like the mom's like, do you guys like want anything to drink? She's like, I felt like it was awkward, but like, what am I going to do? Like the kids are playing. Like I'm not going to like pull the kids away. And then she like went to the bathroom and the family had left, like didn't say thank you, didn't like help clean up. And she's like, I thought that was weird. Like, but that is weird because that's at somebody's house. Like you're having it at a public park
where you know there's going to be other kids.
I couldn't imagine like there being one extra child, one single extra child and me making a big deal that they're taking one extra piece of cake. There's always leftover cake. Like, I don't know. I just think that's wrong.
I can see two sides of it.
I agree.
I will say, the other day, Kenzie and I were at the park, the spot. Okay, everyone's dying that we went to a splash pad. We roasted the splash pad.
I'm crying.
The literal next day we were at the splash
pad. No, literally, I got at least 15
Me
DMs.
Too. Like, are you and Kenzie dying there? Like, why are you at a splash pad? We literally were like, we will never be seen at a splash pad. We were at a splash pad.
Okay, just to say, we were both exhausted. We didn't want to get in the pool with the kids. They needed to get out of the house.
Yes.
I've been wanting to go to the splash pad.
It was a special splash pad, guys.
It was a special exception.
Honestly, it was a shit show.
No. I'm never going back.
I'm never going back there. It was way too busy. At what point do you stop taking your 11-year-old kid to the splash pad?
Yeah.
And they like push over the baby.
This
like,
is a good question for our Facebook group. When do you stop taking your kid to a splash
when
pad?
When do you stop taking your kid to a splash pad? Because maybe I'm just not in that stage of life, but nothing irritates me more than when I see like an 8 to 11-year-old kid at a splash pad.
I think 10's maybe the cutoff.
Okay, yeah, I don't know how old they are. I don't know what 8-year-olds look like.
Also though, like there's an 11-year-old boy, there was like a bucket, like a water bucket that like was like draining into something and like it was supposed to be like this water feature. He's
sitting inside of it.
It's like 5 feet tall. And he's inside of it.
So nobody else can play with it because it's blocking the rest of the water.
Because he's sitting in the bucket.
Where is your parents?
Like, I understand. My kids go rampant sometimes.
Yeah, of course. You want to, like, it's fun.
It's fine. I'm glad also, like, you're at the splash pad to not have to parent.
I'm glad these kids are outside and maybe we just don't have enough activities for older kids. And so parents just resort to, like, a splash pad because that's all they
can do. But here's the thing. Here's my thing. Which, okay, it's not, I will say, this isn't a free activity. So that makes it harder. But, like, I don't take my two-year-old to a trampoline park. I think it's for older kids.
I totally agree. My two-year-old gets trampled and like...
And you know what? That's on me.
And that's on me because like the older kids are there and they're like bouncing and jumping and being crazy.
But it's not free.
So no, that's what I'm saying. Like I get maybe they just like don't have any other resources for like older kids to do. But there is like community pools that have like big slides. And like you can go to like Basha High School has a pool. And yes. You can go into it. Like it's a community.
Yes.
So anyway...
Side note.
We were at a splash pad. Won't see us there again.
It was so busy. It was like too overwhelming for Pierce and Rossi. Like,
they sat by us.
The reason I wanted to go was because of that slide. Because yes. I'm like, it's more than a splash pad. Like there's slides. Pierce loves slides. He would not go on the slide.
And there was 12 to like 20 big kids on it.
Yes.
And it's like a tiny slide.
Like, and like there was water spraying them in every direction on the slide.
It was a lot. It was very overstimulating. So
we went to the park next
needless
door.
Needless to say, we went to the park right up the little hill where I'm like, do you want to go to the park? Like it looks a little less busy. Let's like get out of here.
Because Rossi and Pierce were just like sitting next to us. And I'm like, this is not why I'm here.
And so were Navy and Payson.
Yeah.
It was like overwhelming.
It was overwhelming.
And so anyway, we go up to the park and we had like Kenzie had brought in a lot of snacks. She was prepared.
Oh my gosh.
Prepared mom. She brings a lot of snacks. The kids are like, they want a snack. And the girls sit down and they like have a bag of chips. And this like little boy comes and sits next to them and like sticks his hand in the bag of chips. And like,
okay, let's also say like 5 to 6 year old.
Yeah. 5 to 6 year old. Like he's older. He's not like a toddler. Like he's Navy's age. Like he probably older than Navy. Like
yes.
He should kind of know what he's doing. And at that moment as a mom, you're like, this is awkward. What do I do?
And like,
do I tell you like, hey, sorry, like these are their snacks. Or do I just like, do you want some? Like, are you allowed to eat?
Well, that's what I was going to say. It was Doritos. It's not like it was like healthy, plain sea salt veggie straws that like, there's no kids that have allergies to veggie straws.
Exactly.
But like, it was Doritos. Like some parents don't want their kids to eat Doritos. Like, sorry, bad mom. I gave my bag, a Cool Ranch bag of Doritos, but like, can you eat them? Yeah, I don't know.
Like, and then you're awkward as a mom and you kind of like, not mama bear, but you're kind of like, oh, well, like this is for my, like, let's calm down. Like, get away from my kids. Maybe like, let's,
well, and they're trying to like sit here and eat. Also preface the fact that Pierce was going to go on that swing and that kid grabbed onto the swing handles and kicked Pierce over when Pierce was trying to get on the swing.
Yes.
Same kid. So he was a little reckless.
He's a little reckless. And we were just kind of like, what's going on? And in that moment as a mom, you're kind of awkward. But I don't think at a birthday party where I have a cake, I would ever be like, you can't have this. You're not their friends. Like, do you understand that right there is probably what starts like them, the like feeling of being left out?
It's saying these aren't your friends.
Excluded. Like, those are core, bad core memories.
Well, and also like, you know what? If that mom would have walked up to me and said, he can eat the Doritos, I would have said, or free reign.
What I would do and what I've done. Okay. I have another story about this, which you're going to die laughing at too. I can't remember if you were there. Okay. Anyway,
I think
you were there. They grabbed. I would go up and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, let me take my daughter. A lot of times moms will be like, oh my gosh, it's totally fine. Like they can have some chips.
Totally.
Which like it's a full bag of Doritos. I don't think we would have cared they ate some chips, but like,
no.
It's like that awkward. I don't know what to do. Are you allowed to? Should you be here? Like, where's your parents?
Yes. And it's like, it's a giant park. So like maybe your parents aren't close by, but like if I saw my kids sticking in their hand in a bag of chips that wasn't theirs, I would go over and like,
like, come here, honey. Like,
yeah.
I have some other snacks for you.
Yeah. Or like, if you're like, hey, like, is that okay if he has a couple? I'd be like, oh yeah, no problem.
Okay. I will say, did you come to the Easter egg hunt that Megan and Alicia threw?
No, I was out. I was
in Prescott.
I was in Prescott.
Okay. They did an Easter egg hunt at a community park.
Okay.
And they just like brought a couple of Walmart bags of Easter eggs. There was a family there and, they were like Indian and I don't think they spoke a lot of English.
Okay.
And this cute little girl, we were like putting out the eggs and like all the kids were waiting to like do the hunt. And she was just like going and grabbing all the eggs.
Oh.
And the parents were just like taking pictures of her. Like they thought it was like the cutest thing in the world. And we were like, oh, she can wait. Like she could be in the Easter egg hunt, but like, can she wait just a minute? We're like trying to like, we're trying to get them over here. Like we're trying to wait, let the kids wait, and then they can run on and get the Easter
eggs. Well, and if Rossi sees like another child picking up the
eggs. Oh, and then all the kids were confused and they're like, what's going on?
Yes.
And so anyway, we were like trying to tell the parents, but the parents didn't speak a lot of English. And so they didn't understand. And they're like, oh yeah, she's cute. Like, and they were just taking pictures of her.
Oh my gosh.
So funny.
So what'd you do?
We just kind of let her do it because it's like, what are you going to say? Like, no, you can't be in our Easter egg hunt. Go away.
That's, I mean, if that boy was just like sticking his hands in the chips, I would have just been like, okay.
No, exactly. So we're like, okay, like take a couple eggs and then like maybe just go on your way.
Go on your way.
But like, no, it's just, it's those moments that as a parent that you feel like, okay, what?
But you know what? No matter what, the kids come first.
Exactly.
Their kids' feelings come first. And that's why it's like
that little girl, she had no idea. She saw a bunch of bright Easter eggs with candy in them. Of course she's going to go run towards them.
100%.
Like, and her, like her parents were
if Payson was playing with kids and they went over and sang happy birthday and were getting birthday cake, 100% she would take a piece of birthday cake.
Oh, 100%.
And I would expect that mom to say, don't worry about it. They've been playing. What's your phone number? Let's do a play date. Like,
she's so cute.
You guys come to this park often. Let's do another play date. Like,
exactly.
There's never been a birthday party where we haven't had leftover cake.
Leftover cake. Every single time, 10 out of 10 times. Like, it's fine. Cut the pieces smaller. You'll be fine. Like,
you'll be fine.
And it's not that
big. And like a 3-year-old piece of cake, like it's probably 2 centimeters.
They're
going to
take 2 bites and then they're going to go run off and play.
Yeah.
Like it's
if they're playing and they're friendly and like everything's fine, then like what's the issue?
Exactly. It's not like they showed up to the park and they're like pizza and
cake. Kat has millions of followers on TikTok. So I hope that mom
That mom sees it so bad. That was a good one.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, I'm curious what your guys' thoughts
are. I want to hear everybody else's thoughts.
If you guys have been in that position, because I've been in it like multiple times in the past like 2 months.
Yeah, a birthday party, like, and to get down on their level.
I'm totally on Kat's side. I think that is so sad and so wrong.
I would cry. No. I would cry
my eyes out. No matter how awkward and uncomfortable it is, like, even the neighbor girl that stitched it with her neighbors coming over, like, she didn't just say, like, no, you cannot come. Like, when they kind of forced it, she was just like.
And then she's like, okay, do you guys, like, want anything to drink? We have juice boxes. We have soda. Like, yes, it's uncomfortable.
Yes.
Some people don't know social cues. 100%.
Yeah, completely.
But also, like, in the situation with Kat, she got up. She went to introduce herself. Yes. She like, the kids were playing so nicely. Like also 30 minutes, they were playing 30 minutes. She said 30 minutes at a park is a long time for kids to be playing.
That's a long time for
them. I can barely get my kids to play 10 minutes at the park.
Same, it's horrible.
So anyways, that's my first one. And I actually really want to hear other people.
Me too. I'm curious what your guys' things are on that. Okay, I have a good one. I kind of have to play it, but it's like, it's good. You'll like want to listen and it's,
how long is it?
I don't think it's very long. Okay, it's probably like 30 seconds.
Oh, great.
Like it's not that long, but it's really funny. So I'm going to play it.
I had a parent randomly walk up to me asked to talk. She explained that they were monitoring her son's phone and noticed that her son had been spending a lot of time in the Bible app. You can imagine my surprise as a youth pastor, a parent complaining to me about how much her student spends on the Bible app. She proceeded to say that it was like 5 to 8 hours a day that this kid was on the Bible app. So one night, she decided to go into the Bible app to take a look. And to her horror, she found nude pictures of her son that he had sent to his girlfriend via the Bible app.
Wait, you can do that?
I guess so. This guy is like, he has a whole page called like Youth Group Chronicles. And he like talks about this. And I was dying. This boy was so smart. He's like, I got the Bible app. No one's going to know. His girlfriend downloaded it and they like were chatting on the Bible app. Obviously,
I'm
like
crying.
Sending nudes. Like what? That's not condoned, but like what a clever little teenager.
Well, let me just say, this is what I used to do because you can make folders.
Yes.
And I would make like photography folder and I put my camera, an editing app and like Instagram. And it looks like there's just the three and you can swipe over in the filter, in the folder.
Yes.
And I would do like swiping over one. I put one other thing and then I'd swipe over again and then put like my keep safe photo album that I didn't want my mom to see.
Yeah.
Like of like, not nudes, but like maybe I was wearing, nudes. Maybe some nudes, but like maybe like inappropriate pictures of like us drinking or like
yes.
going out
yes.
that I didn't want mom to see.
Completely.
Even though it was like padlocked, like with a note, with like a
key yes, code. But like, chances are you're going to open photography. You're going to see the three. You're not even going to know you can swipe over. Like
most moms wouldn't know that.
No, kids are so clever. But the fact that he was spending 5 to 8 hours a day.
I mean,
day,
like this new like widget thing, you could easily like, this is my weather app. Yes. I could put like weather and then like make it like look like it's weather. And then you click into it and it could 100% be nudes.
It could be all nudes.
Like you would never know.
You would never know.
That is hilarious. I was just
dying.
Dude, I'm actually terrified for like how tricky our kids are going to be.
Oh, terrified. Literally.
We're going to have to be so much smarter.
No, we're going to, I don't know how we're going to like, we're going to have to keep up on like the little things they do. Because like you said, like that was like the best way to do it. And now there's like hidden folders. Like you can have,
Kendall had a, like a, what's it called? Oh my gosh. My parents took away her phone and then she bought like another.
A burner.
Kendall had a burner.
Yes.
She also like, my parents like blocked everything on her phone and she jailbroke it. And yes. So she could get into
so
more
you
things.
Can get into
she
it.
Jailbroke my Kindle so that I could get on Instagram. Cause mom let me have my Kindle at night. Cause our parents took our phones at night. And so Kendall jailbroke my Kindle. Kendall's
what?
Like, she's so technologically advanced.
Well, I don't think she did it. Her friend did
no,
it.
No, she jailbroke it. I watched her do it. She,
oh really?
She spent hours on YouTube figuring out how to jailbreak. Kendall's really smart with technology cause she had to be cause my parents were so strict on her.
Okay, I thought that she had that one boy in high school that like.
Kyle Dalton.
Yes.
He did help her.
He did like
he a got lot her of a burner.
He got a burner.
Yes.
He like he knew how to fix like screens. Like yes. He was very techie. He probably taught her.
Exactly. So she jailbroke my Kindle so I could get on Instagram at night and then my mom found out. So that sucked.
My
but
gosh.
There's so much that our kids can do. It's like actually like super,
it's
super
insane.
Scary.
I saw that and I was like, what?
The Bible app too.
The Bible app. And his mom's like, oh, you're reading the Bible
for 5 hours. I honestly, I would be really suspicious.
No,
for
that
hours.
Is sus. That is full sus.
Yeah, no.
But I thought that was so funny.
That's
that was like a little random one.
That's like hilarious. That's really, really funny. We are going to jump in for a quick ad break.
Okay. I am very excited to talk to you guys this week today about HelloFresh. I'm sure so many of you guys have heard about HelloFresh, and HelloFresh is one of my most favorite meal subscription. They send them to your house. They come, you can like choose your recipes every week. And I've tried so many different meal delivery services, and HelloFresh just makes it so easy to like reach your goals because you can choose like calorie smart, protein smart. You can have lunch, dinner options, and there's vegan, like anything you want. It's also farm to table quality, which is so important. And their seasonal ingredients are picked at peak ripeness and travel from the farm to your doorstep in less than 7 days. So you get like the best freshness that you can get, and they're handpicked, they're there. I think one of the hardest things that we can all agree on as a mom is finding like meals and recipe ideas for dinner. And this takes all of the worry out of that because you can literally go on there, you pick your meals, it comes right to your door. They're so easy to make. They also, what's really cool, they have like, it can make really entertaining, like if you're throwing a party, especially with summer coming, it can make like having that party so much easier because they have like a bratwurst bar with caramelized onions, Dijonnaise slaw and pineapple relish. They have a snack board with Brussels bites, spiced bar nuts, and hot honey peach jam. So you can like try so many different things. They also have a new snack meal and more that you can add onto your weekly order. And they have a s'mores bundle, which
s'mores. I love s'mores.
That is so fun. You can literally have a s'mores bundle for your kids. So anyways, I love HelloFresh. I've used them before and they're like, they have some of my favorite recipes. The girls love to help me. It's easy. And you guys can use our code if you go to HelloFresh.com/codependent16. Use code codependent16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/codependent16 and use code codependent16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping.
Okay, another awesome product that we have literally been loving so much is Nutrafol. You know that us mamas especially get a lot of postpartum hair thinning, and I definitely was one of those mamas that had that. Like it was.
Oh yeah, I don't think I've ever met a mom who like hasn't complained a little bit about postpartum like hair growth. And when you're pregnant, your hair like feels so thick and luscious, and you're
yes, I think that also makes it feel much worse.
And then you are postpartum and your body's completely drained and sucked out of all the nutrients.
No, literally.
And your hair is just like,
well, and happened? I feel like people don't know what to take with science-backed supplements. Like what, there are so many supplements out there that they don't know what to take. We both.
And what actually works.
And what works. Yeah. I was gonna say, we both have taken Nutrafol and seen such good results. I also started using Nutrafol Men for DJ.
Yes, and Justin's been loving it.
Loves it. First of all.
Now with this buzz cut, he's really got it.
Perfect.
Doubling up. No,
double the dosage. No, what's funny is DJ, I like got the packaging out. He's like, I kind of want to like start taking a supplement for my hair. And I was like, oh, I'll get the package out.
They're like getting to that age where it's like, yeah, like, you got to start taking care of it. He doesn't want to lose his hair. It's too gone.
Yes. And he like got the package out. And the first thing he said was, holy crap, the packaging. He's like, this is so the nice. Nicest thing. He's like, he like expected it in like a plastic bottle that you buy at like, you
Target.
Know,
yeah.
And, but he was like, this is a, like a glass bottle. It was
it's
so
black,
nice.
It's sleek.
It looks so good. Yes. Like you can put it on your counter. So anyway, that's just besides the point, but it's just really high quality. I just love that they're growth supplements. They have the target root cause of your thinning hair and promote just a healthy hair growth.
And it's really cool because you guys can go to Nutrafol.com. They have a hair health wellness quiz and that helps identify like the cause of your hair.
So it's not a one size fits
it's
all.
It's not a one size fits all. And Nutrafol will give you a personalized plan for better hair growth through their whole body healthy approach, which is so cool. So it's like, it's really going to focus on how many to take a day and when to take them based on why your hair is
like
thinning.
You can thin from stress, hormones, environments, nutrition, lifestyle, metabolism, just literally everything.
Yeah, so
and they target
reasons.
Everything, which is really, really cool.
And it's crazy because they did a clinical study and 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months, which 86%, that is huge.
If you don't know math, that's a lot.
Your odds are good.
Take the first step to visibly healthier, thicker hair for a limited time. Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off of your first month subscription plus free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CODEPENDENT.
Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CODEPENDENT. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CODEPENDENT.
All right, now for CODEPENDENT's favorite things, which is also an Oprah's favorite things.
We're one in the same.
I think that's so cool that this is one of Oprah's favorite things.
Oprah should have us on her show.
Why hasn't she?
Come on, Oprah. We share the favorite things. Let's go.
I love Cozy Earth. Their bedding, amazing. Their towels, amazing. Literally everything.
Everything. Cozy Earth is so good. Their bedding is temperature regulating. And if you live anywhere hot or cold, which
you
that
need.
Means you're living.
Literally. No, we got our Cozy Earth bedding and DJ literally said, it's his make because DJ has like really bad night sweats. Like
he has the night sweats.
Literally is always sweating in the middle of the night. It is
so adjusted and it gives me it.
It makes me so annoyed. But he literally said, he's like, I feel like these actually are
like cooling.
Cooling.
They're
which
like,
is amazing.
They regulate.
And they're so comfy. When I'm at a hotel, all I want to do is get home to my Cozy Earth bedding.
No, it is the best thing ever.
It really is.
And it's the best, like today is like a sheet wash day through our whole house. And so I can't wait to wash them all. And tonight, get in like a fresh sheet bed.
No,
oh,
there's
I'm
literally
so excited.
Nothing, literally nothing better.
They're so good. They also have their bath line, like Kenzie said, and they offer the like viscose bamboo part of it, but they also have the waffle collection,
which you really loved. I have the plush collection. Let me tell you, those are the thickest towels I've ever owned in my entire life.
Oh, I actually need those.
DJ loves them because he's so tall that like towels never fit him, but these towels like actually dry him off.
They dry him and they're like
they're
plush.
Amazing. And their loungewear is so good. I remember I got a package from Cozy Earth right after I had Pierce and I lived in that.
Oh, I love that.
Imagine
so
having
much.
The sheet always wrapped around you.
No, that's the best thing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Ever.
I literally love them so much.
No, that's honestly amazing. And Cozy Earth is the best because they're providing an exclusive offer for our listeners today.
How nice.
35% off site-wide when you use the code CODEPENDENT.
That's a good discount.
Good
we'll
deal.
Put the link for Cozy Earth in the bio of our show. And don't forget to use code CODEPENDENT for 35% off.
Jumping right back into our As Seen on TikTok.
Is it me?
It's you. You're
okay.
Up, girl.
So I saw this TikTok the other day. She's like a mommy account and she has three boys. She has like a four, two, and a newborn. And They're all boys.
Okay.
And she does a lot. She's not crunchy. Like she doesn't do like crunchy mom stuff, but She's like, she wants her boys to go outside and play.
Oh yeah,
like,
love it.
She wants them to play, but she is really into like, anyway, okay. Anyway, I love her account. But okay. What this TikTok was about was child-centered activities versus family-centered activities. Ooh. And I actually do feel like this is something me and you are both really, really good at, but okay. I didn't know there was a word for it. Like, so child-centered activity would be taking your kids to the splash pad.
Okay.
Taking your kids to the trampoline park. Taking your kids to a kid-centered, kid-focused place.
Yes.
A family, what did I say? Child.
Family-centered.
Family-centered activity would be like, going, like for her, she goes to a coffee shop, but she goes to a coffee shop that has a really good outdoor area for her kids. So she'll go get herself a coffee. She'll have the newborn wrapped to her and she'll get the kids like smoothies and a cake pop and then let them run outside. That's family centered because it's something the whole family
enjoys
fun doing.
Okay.
And I feel like that's something that, I don't know. I feel like I've always tried really hard to do that because
I totally agree.
I really like, I don't know. When people, like when you have kids, I feel like they like, you automatically are like.
Well, your whole life your becomes whole, like, what do they want? What's what going to make
exactly,
them happy?
Exactly. And like, what's going to keep them busy? And what's going to work for them? Yes. And like, I don't know. People say like, your life is over when you have kids. And like, I don't know. I think that's really cool that they are like.
Like you can still do stuff for you and make your kids part of it and make them understand to enjoy it. And also like. Use their creativity.
Yes.
Like use their creativity. Go play outside. Go figure it out. Like
exactly.
It doesn't always have to be like an overstimulating splash pad. Or
doing something that you, I'm reading her TikTok. Doing something that you all enjoy because they're capable enough to have fun no matter where they are.
Exactly.
Like, she's like doing all these things. She's like, they're like going to all these different activities, like going shopping, but like letting their kids run around while they go shopping.
Yes.
Letting their kids do all of these things. Like, I don't know. I just think it's like they took their kids to a soccer game. Like, I don't know. I feel like there are activities, like a hibachi grill. Your kids would love going to hibachi grill.
Oh, it would be really cool. My kids would probably hate it because they both hate fire, but like most kids would probably like it.
Like Payson, I feel like would love that.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I feel like there's activities that you can do with your kids. It doesn't always have to be. And you know what too? The less that you do with your kids, the harder it's gonna be to take them somewhere. The like, if we haven't gone out to dinner in a week, I like notice it. Oh yeah,
I know that our next dinner is gonna be bad because we haven't gotten Rossi like in it used to.
Exactly.
She gets out of the habit.
You have to get your kids used to it. I mean, we've talked about this so many times with Payson and Navy. First of all, I couldn't afford a babysitter.
Yes.
So she had to go everywhere with me. Second of all, I didn't want to take her to a babysitter. I wanted her to do everything with me. And it was so much fun. And I feel like she grew up doing like the most fun activities ever.
Oh yeah.
Because I took her with me everywhere. And then you have your second kid and it makes it harder.
Oh yeah,
and
for
so,
sure.
I don't know. I love that she was talking about family centered. Cause like, I don't know. I love to go and do things that like my kids will love to go and do.
Yep.
Family centered, going and getting our nails done.
Yeah.
I want to go get my nails done. I need to go get my nails done.
Sometimes I have to have Navy with me.
And take her with me. And she loves it. Exactly. And she has so much fun. So I don't know. That's like such a random one, but I really liked her page. And I love that like she took her boys, especially her boys who people are like, can't take your boys out. Your boys are too crazy. I don't get, I have one of each, but like I can't stay home. I can't do it.
Yes.
Like I need to get out. And I love that she like will go sit on a park bench.
Yes.
And she's like, my boys will find a stick.
They will find something to do.
They will play that's like with their stick for ever. Hours.
And it like, doesn't need to be like entertaining necessarily.
Exactly. Because
they will learn like, oh, I can just figure out something to do and go play.
But like she enjoys her time too.
Yes.
She stops by her favorite coffee shop.
Yep.
She like brings her coffee with her.
Yes.
She like can scroll on her phone while her boys are playing. Like reading a book while your boys are playing. Like, I don't know. I just think the more you do it, the more used to it your kids are.
Yes.
And the more able they are to do it more frequently.
Yes, exactly.
And then the easier it is to get out of the house.
Yeah, which is always a plus.
So family-centered activities.
Family-centered and child-centered.
Yes.
Do both.
But more family-centered. Yes. It's more fun for the parents.
I agree. No, that's a good one.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
One. Okay. My next one is, I don't know if you, I'm guessing you probably don't watch American Idol.
I don't. But you've been really into it.
I love American Idol. And Katy Perry actually announced that she wants to quit.
Oh.
She wants to quit American Idol.
Wait.
Because.
That's depressing.
She has been getting a lot of like hate as being like the mean judge and people don't really like her. And she says she can't really handle it anymore. And like she.
Wait, that's like really sad.
Yeah. She's like, I wanted to be on the show to like have fun and to like actually see talent and like follow these talents and like be talent. And it's just like too much, which is crazy because she makes $25 million a season.
Stop.
On American Idol. But she said that like the money doesn't matter as much as her legacy of like who she is.
Yeah, because I actually wouldn't like if I mean, I don't watch American Idol, so I wouldn't know, but I would say like, I would say she'd be the nice judge because she's so fun and cute and hip and easygoing. Like,
No, it's pretty crazy. I know. So I know that kind of made me sad because she's really fun and like, she's so different because I don't know, like, first of all, she's the only woman judge. And so, and she's fun. She's had so many like fun songs. I mean, she's extremely talented. So I was kind of sad that she said that.
That actually is sad.
She wants to like,
do you like her on the show?
I love her on the show. She's so funny. And like, I never feel like she's mean. Like, I don't really feel like any of them are ever mean. Like, they're just like,
they're, I mean,
they focus on the good talent, but like, they don't like trash the bad talent.
But also like, isn't that the point of the show? Like, it's show business. Like, you're going to have people be mean to you.
Well, yeah. And like, unfortunately, you're if you're not a good singer, like, you're not going to make it. Like, that, you can't take that personally.
Sorry.
That's just what the show is.
You're like, just, you suck.
I wouldn't get far on American Idol. I'm telling you right now. That's why I would never try out.
That's actually really depressing.
I know.
And you saw that on TikTok.
Yes. Well, it's been on TikTok. It's been on the news. It's been like,
hopefully it's real
right now. Oh, it's real. It's real. Okay, I confirmed. I looked it up.
Good.
I don't think that she's quitting. She's talked about, well, it hasn't been confirmed whether she's like 100% quitting, but she's going toward more quitting. But like during her live American Idol where she sings, the fans were booing her. So like it's
oh, bad. That's really so sad. She's
like, it's literally not like,
that's actually really, really sad.
Yeah. So people are saying like, don't let it get to you, Katy. Like, you're fine. And like, it's part of just being on it and like, don't be sensitive. But she sounds like a sensitive queen.
Same girly, pop.
I like, it's hard to be like, really 25 million? Like, I could pretty much get told everything like mean about me.
But maybe 25 million for his pocket change.
Well, exactly. That's why it's crazy.
But I like that she said her legacy's not worth it.
Her legacy's not worth it. Of
like being
cool.
A mean person. Like,
yeah, no. And like being booed and stuff. And like, no, that's not worth it.
Have you heard of a beige flag? You heard of the beige flag trend? Yes. This is on TikTok right now. Yes. And I think it's hilarious. Yes. So, okay, I'm just going to read this one because it like explains it. It says, a beige flag is simply something that would cause someone to take a 3-second pause, then continue the relationship. For example, fiance John is terrified of astronauts. It's just a little cute quirk about you and it's endearing. So like, it's not something red. It's not something green. It's just like some like little like.
Like, why would you be afraid of astronauts? Like, that's weird.
Like this one. I asked my husband what my beige flag is. He replied, the fact that when you're in the drive-thru and we're on the phone, you mute me when you order. Just why? I'm your whole husband. I know what you sound like. But I actually kind of get that because sometimes
I mute.
I mute because I don't want you to know what I'm ordering.
I know. It's like, I don't know. Like, are you going to judge me?
Like, my girlfriend's beige flag is that she physically cannot survive without having something sweet after a meal. She doesn't even do it on purpose. Her body just searches high and low for chocolate immediately after dinner.
Legitimately, that is Justin.
It's me too.
Sweet. After any meal. He's like, so what's for dessert? Bro, I'm not making dessert. I don't have a dessert on hand.
But I feel like that is
funny.
That's like his mom though. Like,
no, that's from his mom. Cause his mom always like, sweet Tina, she always had a dessert. After every dinner, they had a dessert. And so he grew up with that. And so now he's like, Jamie, where's my dessert? 7 years, he realized he ain't getting dessert.
Wait, this one's funny because this is DJ's beige flag, okay. Like to a T. My husband's beige flag is that he doesn't ask for details. His brother had a baby. What's the baby's name? I don't know, didn't ask. Was it a boy or girl? I don't know, didn't ask.
100%, that is most men's. I believe.
Oh, 100%. There was one that was really funny that was you to a literal T. So I'm trying to find it.
Oh, frick. I want to know.
Because it was so funny and it was so you. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Oh, here it is. I asked my boyfriend what my beige flag was, and he said, my every mood is dependent on what the aesthetic of the environment is in. A clean room and a candlelit, cozy and happy. Laundry on the floor, bed not made, literally don't know how to function.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny, like, what's my beige flag?
I don't know.
We got to think about my beige flag.
I have to think about it, because it's like not something that really affects anybody, but it's just like, why?
Like, why do you do that?
Like, why do you do that?
I feel like there's a lot that I do that could be beige flags.
Yeah, that like aren't that big of a deal.
But I like do like little tiny weird quirky things.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
I mean, I definitely do the sweets thing.
Yeah, you do the sweets thing, which that like, that's like, some of them are like more funny than they are like, like, yes. Yeah, that's why it's a beige flag, because it's not like that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal. It's not that deep. But I do mute people when I'm in the drive-thru because I don't want them to see what I'm ordering.
Me too. Sometimes I mute, sometimes I don't. I don't know why.
I don't know. I'm like not embarrassed about what I'm ordering that day, I don't mute.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes like, I do mute.
I'm ordering a green smoothie. Large green smoothie, please.
Extra green.
Extra green. Please hold the fruit, actually. I want all greens today.
And then sometimes I'm like, I'll take an extra large fry with an extra large tot.
Four packets of ranch.
Put a straw on the ranch.
Like legit.
So. Wait, yesterday Jamie texted me. This is actually, I screenshotted it because I thought it was so freaking funny.
Wait, I want to know.
Okay, he texted me and said, do you have any Cheez-Its? We're going to meet up because she had Pierce and I was getting Pierce from her. Do you have any Cheez-Its? And I said, I don't, why? And you said, I just need a little snack. We were literally driving to dinner. And I said to you, I was waiting at Sonic for, cause it was like a good meeting place. She said, I just need a little snack. And I said, do you want me to get you some Tots? And you said, yes, in all caps and an ocean water. I was literally like,
We had talked about Cheez-Its earlier that day.
We had. And well, Cheez-Its, I just signed a brand deal with Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its were in my head. So I was like, oh my gosh, she probably has Cheez-Its. And I needed a little snack. Dinner was like 40 minutes away.
We hadn't eaten.
We hadn't eaten.
You were supposed to stop and get food right before DJ's graduation, and but you didn't have time.
I stopped, but I got a bean and cheese burrito at Taco Bell. And like, it was so gross for some reason. Like,
yeah,
it had like, I usually like bean and cheese burrito at Taco Bell, like simple, easy, but they put so much red sauce.
I have to ask for it without red sauce.
I like the red sauce, but the whole burrito, it was...
No.
It was a tortilla with sauce in it.
No, that's why I asked for no red sauce, because then I'll put it on myself. And I'll put the perfect amount on.
Gave me the ick.
Yeah.
Like...
So you were starving, and I was
literally starving. And Kenzie's like, do you want Tots? I'm like, are you, like, you're heaven. This is like, everything right
now. I just, got any Cheez-Its? I thought Pierce wanted Cheez-Its. Like, I'm no, oh no, Jamie.
Got any Cheez-Its?
Jamie said the word Cheez-Its to Pierce, and because Pierce loves Cheez-Its.
Oh, Pierce loves
So that's
Cheez-Its.
What was in my head, and I was going to be so mad at you for bringing
like,
up
please,
Cheez-Its
why
to
did
Pierce.
You bring that up?
But then you were like, I just need a little snack. And I thought it was so freaking funny. That's Jamie's beige flag.
No, honestly, that is. That has to
you're
be.
A snacker.
I am. I'm a snacker.
That's
I
your
just
beige flag.
I like to have like.
Hey, there's nothing better than a snack.
A snack at all times.
I have one more. Should I talk about it or no?
Yeah, I have one more too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. We have time.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I did. My last one was the beige flag.
Okay. My next one was, if you guys have not been watching the new season of Kardashians.
Oh,
get
yes.
on it. Because it's good so far. There's only two episodes out. So
I haven't watched the second. Are you about to do spoilies?
I don't remember which episode this is from. It's not that spoiler
okay,
though.
Okay.
It's like, it's been all over TikTok.
I haven't seen
so,
it.
So, okay. It's not that big of a spoil.
Okay.
Go watch it if you haven't watched it, because it's good. It's way better than last
season. Oh, way already, better already. I watched episode one and it's better.
They listened to the fans.
They
Thank
did.
Thank you, love you.
They took a lot off of the media to have in their show.
To have in their show.
Yep.
Okay, so it's crazy. Kanye's remarried, or Ye. I think he goes by Ye now.
I did not know that.
Ye is remarried.
Okay.
And he's married to, I believe it's one of his, like a girl that used to like kind of work with them for him.
Interesting.
As a colleague. I'm not exactly sure.
Why didn't I know that he got remarried?
He got remarried. Kim has always hated this girl.
Okay.
Always hated her. So.
Wait, why has no one talked about this?
Because Ye stays out of the media. Okay. He doesn't have an Instagram. His new wife deleted her Instagram. He's an odd duck. We can all agree.
Yeah.
He's different. He's strange.
Yeah.
And so he's an odd duck. He has a new wife. When I tell you.
Is she hot?
She looks like Kim Kardashian.
Interesting.
So it's actually crazy. I'm going to show you a picture.
Was this in the episode?
Yes, it, well, it was, I think it was in the episode. Yeah. She like said something about it. So she,
okay. Kim is she?
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. So Ye is his name. Ye and his wife, Bianca. Her name is Bianca Sensory.
Sensory
have settled into a new nest. Couples reportedly renting a $20,000 a month apartment in West Hollywood. She is like kind of a Kim K lookalike. It's kind of weird. But she doesn't look identical to her, but she used to be brunette. She shaved off. Look at her. Would you think that's Kim
K? We're sitting like 2 feet away from each other, and I would say that's Kim K.
This is what she looks like now. She shaved off her head and dyed it blonde, but she still kind of looks like, she looks like.
Yeah, but you know what? I kind of think that's a thing because like a couple of my ex-boyfriends married girls that look very similar.
Oh yeah. I think that like.
You have a type.
Obviously you have a type. Like I can't believe Kanye even pulled Kim K. Like.
Maya can agree. Especially because personality's not great either.
Personality's not like, I'm curious what you're going for there.
Interesting. So people are talking about this.
Okay. But that's not what it is. That's she's just always.
To preface.
She's always disliked her. So there must have been like some beef with him working with her. Yep. Whatever it is. Maybe she hit on him. I don't know. She didn't go into detail. What she went into detail with is how much she has to, respect. She's amazing. She was talking about how hard it is, and she was crying about how hard it is to protect her kids from Kanye now is like going back into like her sex tape and she's bringing all of this up in the media.
And she chooses to not talk about Kanye with her kids.
To not talk about a single thing about Kanye.
Well, the kids will ask it, like, can you play dad's music? And she'll just play it.
In the car, she's like, yeah, sure. She's like, and I literally sit there, my kids are jamming out to his music and I'm just like.
And it's like songs talking trash about Kim.
Exactly. And she's like, and I just let them because I want them to think their dad is like the greatest person in the world.
Honestly.
But on the other hand, he's trashing her. And she's like, I am so scared. She's like, literally, my kid, like she doesn't even let her kids can't like go on. She can't watch TV. They can only watch Apple TV where she can censor everything. They can't see like an article come up because she is censoring them so much that she wants them to just believe their dad is like the best person ever and to not see her getting completely destroyed in the media because she's like, all my kids will ever know is my reaction.
Uh-huh.
And like, I just want them to like know my reaction. I have so much respect for Kim.
Yeah, honestly, she's a good mom.
So hard. To be so famous.
Yeah.
And to have your husband be so famous and like he's trashing you.
And like your kids are old enough that
and
like.
Instead of dragging your kids through the mud, you're just like, you're like protecting them. You're protecting what they know as their parents because.
Well, and one day they're going to realize it.
And that's what she said. She's like, one day I just hope that they realize how much I love them and how much I protected them from all of the bad stuff that was out there about both of us.
That's really sad.
And so I don't know. People have been like taking her that clip of her like crying and saying like, my kids can only watch Apple TV. Like if anything from Hollywood pops up, like I immediately have to turn it off. Like I don't want anything about Kanye, anything about me. Like, so.
I mean like that's hard. Cause like I can think of like divorced parents that like they try like, or like the one of them bashes the other, but the other one's like, I'm not going to like bash them. Like I'm going to talk really respectfully. I never want them to like think bad, like negative thoughts about their dad or whatever. Yes. But like, to have it on such a high scale would make it so much harder.
It would make it so much harder. So I just was like, I love you, Kim. I respect her.
I do actually really respect that.
And last season was like so boring. So the season's good.
The season's already better. So go watch it.
Already better.
We'll recap every episode from now on.
Literally though.
Okay. My last one. I feel like it's kind of a long one, but we'll do it.
Okay.
There was this influencer that posted, it's kind of broad. I don't want to like names. It's very broad. It's not like specific to one person. I actually just want to like
talk about the topic,
chit chat about the topic. Cause I saw it. This influencer went to like a designer store and she was doing like a kind of like a vlog type thing. And in the designer store, she was like, I want to buy this bag. Should I buy this bag? It'd be good for this and this. And then she's like, okay, I'm going to do it. And she bought it. It was like a $2,000 bag. And her comments were like, wow, girl, like you just walked into that store and bought like a $2,000 bag. Like
that's more than my rent.
And like, that's not relatable. And like, this is kind of what I want to talk about. And then she got on and she was like, it's really hard for me to like want to share those things and then like get hate for them. She's like, it's just, it's a hard balance. And like, I'm not complaining. Like, I love my job. I love what I do. I love sharing my life. Like, I'm not going
to
stop.
But like, at what point do I just stop sharing things that like, that are important to me because I'm censoring it for you.
Like you can only control yourself. And if that's what she can control, then yes. just don't share it.
Exactly.
Like, it does suck because it's like a lot of people, more people than not, probably want to see it.
Yes.
But you are getting the little bit that doesn't want to see it and then they're complaining and then they're giving you crap.
It's probably a lot of times too, not necessarily people that follow you, but people that see your video on the For You page.
Yes.
That are like, who the frick is this girl?
But I'm thinking too of like, I mean, I get that comment fairly often. Like, you're not relatable anymore. And to me, it's like, it's hard because I don't know. We were talking about this earlier, but like, you watch me grow up for so long.
Yes.
Like, you watched me go from 21 to 26, like
yep.
22 to 26. That's 4 years. Payson's four. That's about when I started doing it. Like
yep.
you watch you grow up. Like even if I wasn't an influencer, like we probably would be in a different stage of life. DJ would have a good job where I could
yep.
probably afford a little bit more, where we're not scraping pennies like we were when we were college students. Like, that's not because I'm an influencer. That's because I grew up and we have grown-up yes. jobs.
And part of it, yeah, is because you're an influencer because you make money now and so you can afford those
exactly.
things. But like, why, if I was just like, oh, my husband's a lawyer and like I went and bought this bag today, I'd probably get no hate.
Probably not.
Probably not. People would just be like, oh, you're lucky that your husband has a job and can buy you that. Like, I'd probably get some hate on like other things
yes.
about it. But like, the fact that you can buy it for yourself and then talk about it, and then people are like, well, you're not relatable anymore because you could buy that and now I can't buy that. But like, why do the tables turn if you're just in a different stage of life?
Well, I mean, even let's talk about Alex Earl. Everyone's yeah. like, she's the relatable 22-year-old. She's relatable. That's what I kept seeing when she was blowing up. She's so relatable. She's so relatable.
She's in college. She's going out to partying. She's drinking. She's,
yeah.
She's in her dirty apartment.
Exactly. Like,
she's all of us.
She's all of us.
Yes.
But now she's taking a 15-day trip to Mykonos
yeah,
and partying every day
and like,
with her private jet.
Yeah.
Like, that's not relatable anymore. So she blew up for being relatable. Now she's not relatable. So it's
such a hard balance. And like, how do you keep some relatability and also share the things that are fun and new and exciting in your life?
And you also probably worked your butt off to get where you are. Probably deserve a designer bag.
And yeah,
growing on social media
and
is not
easy. And you also have
to
remember that some of those things don't mean anything to other people. Like, and that's okay. If you have no desire to ever have a designer bag, good
that's
for you.
Fine.
Like, you have probably a desire to have other things in your life that
totally.
I don't know or care about.
Just the relatability of social media and growing and watching people grow up through social media is really, really hard.
And it is hard because it's like you have seen them and you kind of fell in love with them because they were like you. But I just think it's so hard because—
And then they are like growing, making money, and then they become less like you.
And they become less like you because they are now buying all these things that you can't or don't want to buy.
Because they're making more money.
Because they're making money. And it's just so hard because it's like, I think that maybe progressively what people would like to see would be like, okay, Alex Earl, one day she's this and like 2 months later, she's that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a 4-year transition. It's not
yeah.
a 7-year you're in school transition. It's like, literally within
well, like, I
one
mean,
month.
I yeah, like think about like back in the day, like, yeah, you're like grinding to get, I mean, even like, let's say we didn't do social media and we didn't
yes.
make money from social media.
Yep.
Like, we just sat by our husband's side and grinded with them and watched them like blood, sweat and tears get through their doctorate programs.
Yep.
And like, now we could be like, okay, now we can celebrate because we went through so much. But then you see Alex Earl, who is doing like Get Ready With Me. That doesn't, I'm not saying it's not hard.
Yes.
It doesn't look as hard of 7 years of schooling.
Exactly.
And so now she's making more money than my husband's making from 7 years of school
yep.
by doing social media for 2 months. Like, that would piss
yeah,
people
that's hard.
Off. That's hard.
It sucks.
A
yeah.
doctor goes to school for 12 years and he's not even making as much money as Alex Earl, who blew up on the internet overnight.
Overnight.
So like, I could see how that relatability would just like, me like go away. But when you're growing in your job and you're watching them work every day in and out and get where they're getting, it's less of a jealousy thing
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I didn't want to go to school. I didn't sit in school for 12 years. They actually did work really hard and they probably do deserve $300,000, $500,000 designer bag. Yes.
And to like, no, it's
to make a lot of money, but people don't see that with social media. They don't think it's as much work.
Yes, exactly.
Which I'm not saying it's not, it is like, it is work.
It
like
is
I
work,
get that it's work.
Yeah.
But
and I just think it's different. Like, okay, she blew up overnight. Maybe that part was easier for her, but like, you don't know her mental health. You don't know what people say behind her back. You don't know if her family's supporting her.
She's getting major hate.
You don't, exactly. Like, you don't know the other parts of it that are hard, that take a toll on influencers and famous people all the time.
Well, and I mean, it's just too, like, it's just, their job is to show you what they have. And it is.
To show you what they do.
To show you what's in their cars that costs $400 to restock your car.
And it's crazy because it's like, there's these levels of like, I don't even know how to explain it, but if you think of like the Kardashians last season, they were trying to fill up their gas and they were trying to go to the grocery store and they were trying to cut a cucumber. Like, and people were like, what the frick are you doing? They've never been relatable. Ever, ever, ever.
So don't try to be.
Never been relatable. People were like, I don't want you to relate to me. You're a billionaire. Why are you trying to relate to me? Just be you, because I like to watch you.
I like to watch. It's like my alter ego.
I like to watch you because like, I will never have all the things you have. And so like, it's kind of cool to be like, dang, what's your life like as a millionaire, billionaire, whatever. And so it's just crazy to me. Like, and that's what the fans wanted. We don't want to see the Kardashians do normal stuff. We want to see their rich lives.
But when we start following people on social media to see their relatability and then they share the Kardashian moments, it throws
sends you back. You're like, wait, why are you doing that?
I'm following the Kardashians to not be relatable and now you're not relatable. Like, it's just, it's a hard balance. But I mean, I don't think anybody should get hate
for what they buy. It's such an interesting topic. And I don't know if there's like an answer to the topic. I just think it's so interesting to like think about and to put yourself in other perspectives of it.
Absolutely.
Like, if you could blow up overnight on social media and all of a sudden be making hundreds of thousands, if not $1 million.
And going to Mykonos for 17 days, I would do it.
I'm sorry, but like, 90% of people would say, yeah, I'll do that.
Totally.
Like, so, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go buy a designer bag and I'm going to go do this because I have all this money now. Like,
yeah,
things you could have never really dreamed of having, now you can have. Like, what do you do?
Exactly.
You know, so, and you want to share it because thanks for supporting me, fans.
Yeah, completely.
Like, it's crazy. I don't know. It's just, it's so interesting.
It's a weird balance. I love that topic.
It is.
It is.
It's a weird, it's anyway, a weird one. But
that was my last one.
Yeah. No, that was a good one.
Thank you.
A good one.
Little chit chat, influencer chat.
Influencer chat. It's always like we could go on and on.
I really could, honestly.
But yeah, anyway, I hope you guys have the best week. Have the best Monday, the best week. And don't forget to leave us a review.
Please.
We saw all the nice birthday ones.
Oh, there was so many nice birthday ones. That was really cute, actually.
So leave us a review. Get on our Facebook page. We love you guys so much. And we'll see you next week on the
Codependent Podcast.